page 139, that rapid growth in competence is a satisfying outcome, for some, giving effective explanations, without, of course, the artificial time constraints and other trappings of the training exercise, might even have practical utility in their careers. For everyone, however, as you gradually master the craft, you can be increasingly proud of your accomplishment. It is no small thing to be skillful at giving short, clear explanations on any topic, much less research reports. Learning to give classmates or colleagues good explanations was not, of course, our primary purpose in putting you through the rigors of these exercises. The purpose remains what it was at the outset, helping you learn how to read and digest research. Toward that end, you will have learned some very specific skills. When you read a report as a veteran of explanation training, your practice eye will automatically sort through the details, looking for the essential elements that drive a study. As you work through the story of an investigation, your explainer's ear will listen for the order of things that makes the most logical sense, not necessarily the ordering of the author's. Your critical senses will be alert to ambiguities, gaps, and dubious